2015, the village of Igiagig paid Michael Dismer to build a tugboat. The village had received a federal economic development grant for the vessel and hired Lakeland Marine Builders, the company owned by Dismer, to construct it. The Igiagig Tribal Council would go on to pay a total of almost $250,000 for the boat. But Igiagig never received a vessel. According to a news release Friday from the Department of Justice, the village was one of 22 customers defrauded by Dismer. Last April, Dismer admitted to the fraud and pleaded guilty to tax evasion. The Justice Department says that to avoid taxes, Dismer stopped operating under business names that owed taxes and continued to make money through newly created businesses. In December 2015, the village of Igiagig paid Dismer $96,000. Dismer immediately used $70,000 of that money to purchase a construction facility. He then transferred the title of that property to another company, an effort to keep the real estate beyond the reach of the IRS and other creditors. In all, Dismer received more than $4 million from customers for the construction of vessels, but he never fully delivered on his promises, instead spending much of the money on personal expenses. He claimed that construction was on schedule and provided misleading documentation, like photographs, to his customers to convince them to make the next payments. Some of them received vessels the Justice Department called incomplete, inoperable, or unseaworthy. At least seven customers paid a total of more than $1.3 million, but saw no vessels at all. A federal judge sentenced Dismer Friday to 5 years in federal prison without parole for failing to pay more than $768,000 in state and federal taxes, which he now has to repay. The court also ordered him to pay more than $4 million in restitution to the fraud victims. As part of his plea agreement, Dismer had to sell the property he bought with Igiagig's money and liquidate all other assets. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.